Hello everyone, this is Ruthie, and tonight I wanted to talk to you about current events, and my friend Kyle is going to join me. She'll be here in a few seconds, and we're going to start talking about what we've been doing at Syndicated News. I'll start by telling you that we've had John McEwen join us. He's now the CEO, and I'm the president and chief cook and bottle washer. We also have Jill Ajizi from Chicago, Illinois, and she's also the president of the Parental Alienation Awareness Organization. And she hosts her show, of course, with the lovely Judge Michelle Laurent, who presides over one of the family courts in Cook County. So she's got her hands full. Very serious work. And that show is called Family Matters. Last week we had Kate Hudson's father, Bill Hudson. That was a fantastic show. And a few weeks before that, they had Christy Swanson, who was the original Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And John McEwen interviewed John Hall of Hall & Oates and Chip Davis of Mannheim Steamroller, I think. And, oh yes, Crystal Gale. Lovely. She was just a lovely, lovely guest. I wanted to talk to you about... there is our lovely Kyle now. Kyle, are you with us?
I certainly am. Hi, Ruthie. How are you?
I was just telling everyone that John McEwen has joined us. And by the way, Kyle is from California. And as you know, for a long time, my show, Tell Me, has been rather quiet because I didn't have a partner in crime and I do now. Kyle is going to join on Tell Me.
And tell us both. Now we need to tell us both. Because we're interested in hearing what you have to say about what's going on today.
That's right. My show will no longer be Tell Me. It's going to be Tell Us. What was I thinking?
Well, I think you were thinking about that armadillo in your yard.
I know. Not everybody lives in the South. I'm from Manhattan, but now I live in the South, in Florida. And I have an armadillo that's moved into the backyard. And when I took the measuring tape to measure how big a hole he had actually dug, it's 37 inches across. So I don't know if it's a family of armadillos or if it's something else, but I'll find out soon. We tried flooding it out by turning the hose in, but that didn't work. So I have to take further measures. If anyone knows how to get rid of an armadillo, write to news@syndicatednews.net.
Except the SPCA, of course.
I called animal control so that they can give me instructions. And, well, that's another topic, another time. What's important tonight is that we want to talk about trash TV, what's happened with television. And my concern is that, well, if you look at the episode, you can see that I'm showing several pictures of the different housewives, the Beverly Hills housewives, the New Jersey housewives, the Atlanta housewives, the New York City housewives, and Jerry Springer. Because, frankly, most people would look down their nose at the Jerry Springer show thinking it was just too base. But, frankly, the housewives programs are really Jerry Springer behavior all over again, except that they're very, very nicely dressed. If you recall, last year they had one character on that was called, I think, Danielle. Oh, and everyone hated her poor behavior, and now she's gone. But all the ones that are left behind in the show in the New Jersey Housewives behave similarly with one another. My concern that teenage girls are going to watch these programs and think that that's a normal way to behave. And possibly try to get a job and talk to one another the way these women on these housewives shows talk to one another.
Is this your typical Donna Reed kind of housewife? You know, what kind of housewife are we talking here? I don't know any housewives like that.
Apparently, these women are not trained actresses, and they don't know how to carry a script, and they don't know how to act. So they behave with what they know, and most of what they know is street arguing, and once the gloves come off, which is about 5-6 minutes after the show begins, they're just horrible to one another. And I'm wondering why these shows are growing. Every time I turn around, there's a new one.
What concerned me, too, is I read that the Obama family's little 13-year-old and 10-year-old, that's one of their favorite shows.
Can you imagine the president's daughter growing up with that as a role model and thinking that that's a normal way to speak to someone?
It is a little surprising that the White House doesn't know how to turn off the television.
And they have a built-in grandmother. Michelle Obama's mom lives in the White House with them.
Yeah, and they don't like the TV show, the Obamas. I understand that Michelle and President Obama do not care for it. So who's in control of the channel changer in every household, from the little blue house down the corner to the big white house in Washington? What are the parents' involvement in this? Why are the kids watching anything they want?
That's amazing. I also wanted to bring up what's going on in current events. Let's talk about Natalie Wood. Well, one of the interesting things that happens in a television studio is that even if the producer that you're working with walks out of the room, it doesn't mean that the cameras and the audio are not rolling. And in the case of that captain, he was sitting there with that woman with whom he eventually wrote this recent book that he's released. And they were saying, oh, well, we can't give it all away because then we won't have anything left. They were clearly, even back then, only interested in selling a book. And they said so, and you can hear it. Audio was very sensitive, and it picked up everything they said. So that case is absolutely bogus. Whether he pushed her, whether he didn't, doesn't matter. The point is, these people were out to sell a book, and they made it real clear when you see them whispering to one another. Oh, you're going to make millions. Just tell me. Don't tell anybody else. That's what the, I guess, his co-writer, I don't know who she was.
Yeah, the captain's name is Dennis Davern, isn't it?
I don't even remember.
It's Dennis Davern. And Captain Davern, just the idea that he surfaces, I think the book was actually put out 2 years ago, and it just wasn't selling, but here we go with the 30th anniversary, so I think this is a second push.
Of course it is. It's not selling, because it's not selling.
So I'll bet it's selling now. Because we are so interested in trash TV and trash books. Come on, parents.
And the most interesting thing, we can't ignore it, and I have to give credit where credit is due. The most interesting thing, you know, the most horrible, but the most interesting thing that's happening in current events, the most volatile, is the Sandusky case out of Penn State. But I have to state that Jimmy Church, our news sportscaster here at syndicatednews.net. I know we're all a bunch of buddy-daddies and academics, and we figured, oh, we don't need a sportscaster. Oh, yes, we did. And we got the best. And guess who broke the Sandusky story?
Oh, I know. I know.
Jimmy Church.
Yay!
Yes.
Yep, got it. And he's, you know, and he's cute. Have you seen him?
Yes, I know. And ladies around the country, he's also very married to a very cute Mrs. Rita Church.
Well,
I think that's her name, I'm assuming.
I'm not
Mrs.
arguing
Church is
that
very
point.
Cute.
I'm not arguing that point. Good for Mrs. Church. I'm just saying, you know, the guy is good looking, not hard on your eyes.
All right. So, and I know that he's just done wonderful work, and he's the most exciting thing here. Everything we do.
Well, there's
Kyle.
Yeah, there's me, because I heard the old comment too, so I beg to differ with that one.
No, Kyle is a youngster. Now, Kyle, tell us about California. Tell us about California.
What would you like to know about California? It's a fabulous state. We're in a little financial trouble right now, but I think we'll wiggle out of it. I spent a lot of time on the coast the last few weeks and had a wonderful time. The whales are migrating. I mean, it's fabulous to watch. I've been at the Monterey Bay. This past weekend I was out crabbing. No, I don't have the crabs, but I do have them in the refrigerator, in the freezer. And there's a big crab strike going on. So if you are out looking for California crabs out of the Dega Bay area, that's the place they filmed the movie The Birds.
Yes.
It's just a beautiful, beautiful area, marvelous for tourism. The crabs are gigantic, gigantic crabs. I think we were throwing back, gosh, some pretty darn big ones, deciding they were not, in fact, big enough. The ocean's just like, oh, gorgeous. Gorgeous. Had nothing but fun, so I get to enjoy fresh crab. Well, it was fresh yesterday, crab out of my freezer. this evening. I wish you were all joining me. Well, I'm not, because Tim won't go very far. But California is gorgeous and beautiful. We got Yosemite. What don't we have? We Yosemite. We've got skiing. We've got the beaches. I mean, I wish you all could be California girls.
And you also have, and we can't ignore it, but you also have Arnold Schwarzenegger. And why is he interesting? Because, of course, this year, in 2011, he came clean with the fact that he had a love child.
But what is that about? I mean,
but the reason we have to discuss it is because the woman knew him before he knew Maria.
Did? Oh, I didn't know that.
I know that. But I know that. And she loved him for many, many years.
So was she cleaning his house to begin with?
He met her when she was very young, when she was a teenager. And they don't talk about that, about the fact that he knew her first.
Well, honestly,
it's terrible,
you had
a chance
at a Kennedy. Come on. You yourself, you had a chance at a Kennedy.
I don't like that jawline.
No, the teeth, too.
I don't.
It's so Osmond, don't you think?
Yes, I don't like that. I think any individual should have that whole Kennedy look. I don't care for that. And no.
Kennedy.
I was never. You know who I thought was extremely attractive?
Who?
John Kennedy Jr.
Oh my gosh! Yeah.
What a hunk of a boy that was.
Oh, he got the best of everything.
Anyway, what I wanted to talk about was Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore. She's going, what is she, 50 now, 49? And he's a young buck of 33. He wants to run around.
I saw her in G.I. Jane. I wouldn't mess with her too much if I were
him. I know, but have you seen her lately? She looks like an anorexic. She's not eating.
No.
She's clearly not eating.
Well, they tweeted themselves into some marital problems. I sort of think you need to keep your private life just a teensy weensy bit private. Kind of like the Kardashians. I like their privacy policy.
I want to talk about that. Bring it on.
Bring it on. Kardashians.
That,
is anybody?
That Kardashian troupe. I mean, people forget that a long time ago, it was Kim Kardashian's father who was friend, and he represented OJ in a lot of cases. And he's the one seen coming out of the house with a gym bag. And it's always been believed that he was removing the bloody clothing. But now Kim Kardashian, did she engineer and use Chris Humphries for a payday? Absolutely. I'm convinced of it. What do you think?
Well, I'm wondering if he wasn't perhaps in on it as well.
It wouldn't have worked if he was in on it. It would not have worked.
I never heard of him until this. So isn't this book time for him? I'm just playing that devil's advocate. I do think the television program is, am I allowed to say Camp Tramp?
Yeah.
So I do think it's Camp Tramp of the Kardashian show. I do think that the whole OJ thing, the fact that I think we discussed before that Americans seem to have a really short memory, and OJ's being set free and not guilty of murder is a terrible thing, and that we are rewarding, like you said, the kids and the wife who had to have been helping on that with another TV show. You're looking at, you know, more bad guys and bad girls making a buck off of a tragedy.
Now that you mentioned bad boys and bad girls, there's actually a show on TV called Bad Girls, and they mostly pummel each other. I've never seen them do anything but beat each other silly.
Mr. Obama, please don't have your daughters watch that one, or Bridezilla.
What about Bridezilla? Now, I'm very curious. What audience was that for? Who did they think would be entertained by that?
Guess who?
You would have thought it would have been taken off the air because of lack of an audience. On the contrary, it has a huge audience.
Huge. And I love the wedding shows. I DVR the wedding show. So I'm a wedding show freak. Love it. Love it.
You know who has a great wedding show?
Who?
We have a page on the site called Modell. It's a wedding page. And it's under weddings on syndicatednews.net. I forgot to announce that before. Let me repeat it. We're on syndicatednews.net, and there's a direct link to this show right on the front page. We're right on syndicatednews.net, and we're on Tell Us. We have a name change. It's no longer Tell Me. It's Tell Us.
Tell Us.
And it's
Don't forget
Kyle.
Me.
Kyle from California and Ruthie from Florida. Isn't it interesting? We're both in the hot regions, nice, warm, wonderfully weathered regions.
It's not warm today, though, and I'm whining about it.
Was it raining?
No, it rained a little yesterday. Because we're because I'm a Californian, I'm assuming because you're a Floridian. Is that how you say it, Floridian?
I think they call us Floridians.
That would be good, too.
No, Floridians is good.
Just checking.
Anyway, tell me, what have you seen on TV that you're marveled at or shocked with?
Oh, there's so much. There's so much.
Tell me.
I'm going to complain about the Bridezilla show in particular, because that really bothers me, again, because young girls have such high expectations. I mean, thinking about their wedding day and falling in love and meeting a nice boy and promoting that kind of lovely thought, and Cinderella and all. And then you have this absolute trash program along with the other trash program, because we got to enjoy the Kardashian wedding fake faux nonsense, spending all these hundreds of, or at least, thousands and thousands of dollars on a sham. And then they have these beautiful wedding shows like we have on our program here. We also have David Tatera's weddings and several other. And we could watch these things and let these little girls fantasize on a positive level.
Absolutely. And by the way, we live stream a lot of programming. And one of the programs that is showing, they used to be, it's Kenmore Studio. Now, Kenmore, they manufacture kitchen products, of course, kitchen appliances. And they have a studio on live stream. And we show it here on syndicatednews.net. And they were moving towards music, and every day just about they would bring in a new band and have them perform, and they had different chefs come in and try their own recipes. And now they're heavily moving towards weddings. Almost every time I turn it on now, it's a new wedding theme, new wedding clothing, wedding music, wedding of favors. Everything at Kenmore Studio now is almost wedding. It's more wedding than anything else.
Do you think that's the economy speaking to us? People are, we have less than, so perhaps get married and it's kind of a happy thing. Do you think that might be part of it?
That could be, but I also find that many states now allow for gay marriages, and that's going to open the marriage industry. Is already a multi-million-dollar industry, and now it's becoming a multi-billion-dollar industry. Heterosexuals get married usually in their mid to late 20s, and the typical adult gay professional has already gone through college, has established a profession, and they tend to marry much later. They're far wiser, and they're very, very established. That's generally speaking. Of course, there are exceptions to everything I say. Please don't send me hate mail because I said that the average gay person is very well educated, is getting married later, and has a tendency to invest in his or her own wedding and invest with the finer products than, say, a 25-year-old could afford. A 45-year-old or a 40-year-old person can better afford the finer things for a wedding. I'm speaking in generalities. Please, haters, don't send me email. I beg you. I could be mistaken. But what I'm trying to say is that I see the difference. I grew up in a household where they had a bridal boutique, so I know about that industry. I know about that since I was a kid.
Did you?
And
back to the whole gay thing, I'm in California. That's quite the stir thing down here is anti-gay and gay rights, and we have gay rights parades in San Francisco, and that's about the most fun you could possibly imagine if you again get past the hater thing. Dykes on by to just a hoot. Just a hoot.
Wow.
And do you know about that?
I've read about it, but I've never seen it.
It's marvelous, huge. It usually starts many of the gay pride parades where they have a whole contingent, a gigantic contingent of ladies on their motorcycles, all tricked out in their leathers and sometimes less than leathers and sometimes less than leathers because it is San Francisco. And off they go roaring down the street to begin the parade with whomever the Grand Marshal has chosen, with dykes on bikes. And it's just about too much fun. We also have the Sisters of Perpetual Mercy, something, whatever it is. They have a group of gay men that are dressed up as nuns. They're dressed up like nuns. It's just too much fun. It's circus. It's fun. It's a way for gay people to reach out to non-gays and say, look, we're people and we're fun-loving and don't hate us, enjoy us.
And again, please, the Catholic Church, please don't write to us.
Well, no. I mean, I didn't dress these fellows up. I didn't do it. Well, I think one of them is not gay. He just goes along because it's fun.
So anyway, now on Syndicated News, now I think we've really rounded out the family. We have John McEwen, multi-Grammy Award winner and one of the original founders of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. He's with us. He's our CEO. And I'm the acting president, and I fix things. Like I said, chief cook and bottle washer. And then we have a show called Family Matters. That's Jill Ajizi, president of Parental Alienation, and the Honorable Judge Michelle Lauram. And then we have the other side of Family Matters, Men Matter. And that's hosted by Dr. Kevin McGuire. He's a doctor of osteopathy. His practice is in Anchorage, Alaska. And then we have this wonderful couple, the Stewarts. Stewart, yes, that's really his name, and Dina Stewart out of South Beach, which pretty soon Kyle and I are going to show up there, aren't we, Kyle?
But I'm still stuck on trying to figure out what osteopathy is.
Basically, when the body uses all of its healing abilities to heal itself, he uses what's already innately in the body to help heal. I'm not a doctor. That's the best definition I could come up with that I found online, because I've never used a doctor of osteopathy. But I guess people who are into holistic medicine, and now in medicine, they are merging Asian medicine with Western medicine. I know that that's the direction that they're going in. And we've got Richard S. Lowry. He's a Pulitzer Prize nominee in the area of history. He's a military historian. He's written many, many books. And if you come to syndicatednews.net, look on the left for Lowry Lee, and all his books are available right there. Who have I forgotten?
I can't think off the top of my head.
Then, of course, there's Jimmy Church doing sports at syndicatednews.net. And he is so dynamic. Today, he had two different topics, one on the NBA and the other. He actually names names and figures. He actually names how much money was given to the current governor by not only Penn State, but companies and people affiliated with Penn State. And he names the figures. Yes, he does.
He doesn't.
Yes, he did. It's right on syndicatednews.net. It's there right now. And
so
then
are these people losing their jobs at Penn State?
Little by little, I think there are going to be many more people fired, because the person that they've invited to head the investigation is Louis Free, the former FBI director.
The reason I'm asking is not totally in jest. You just told me they're just paying out oodles of money. It's never ending, right?
It's never ending. The judge was on the board of directors at the Second Mile at Sandusky's charity. And now it turns out that somebody else is the brother of another guy that was adopted by Sandusky. I mean, it's so incestuous, not literally, of course, but then again, who knows?
Well, what I'm asking here really is bottom line, with so many of us out of jobs right now, that would mean there are job openings in unlimited income fields. Where do I send my resume?
Penn State. I hear they've got lots of openings.
I'm not going to touch that one. Not going to touch it. Walk away from the joke.
I didn't mean that. I meant they have many job opportunities.
Ah, got it.
Yeah, many job opportunities. And sorry. But what I also wanted to mention was, I know everyone says, oh, you're becoming a conspiracy theorist. I'm sorry, but the prosecutor who investigates Sandusky just disappears one day. And then his brother commits suicide, and they find his car full of cigarette butts when his brother doesn't smoke. Too many coincidences. If two brothers are both dead and the only thing they had in common was Sandusky or in that town, I'm sorry, but I think they were both killed. They were both silenced. I don't believe that they just happened to coincidentally. One disappears and the other one kills himself. I don't believe it.
So who done it? Who done it, Ruthie? Who do you think?
I don't know who did it, but I'll tell you this. If I lived in that town and I was considering coming forward, I would be afraid of Sandusky, and I'll tell you why. The only prosecutor who had the audacity to approach him and to investigate him and question him was the one that's missing, Gricar. And if I lived in Pennsylvania, if I lived in that town, and my prosecutor who investigated and approached Sandusky just kind of poof, disappears into the air, and then his brother killed himself within 2 years, I'm sorry, I would be afraid of the machine. I'm not saying Sandusky personally. Who knows? But if you read the book that he put out, it even says he loves danger. He loves taking risks. He loves the excitement and the adrenaline, and he loves all that stuff of taking chances and taking big risks. He says that in his book.
Are you talking Sandusky?
Yeah.
I have a quote from Sandusky, too, where he makes the comment, I really enjoy personal contact. Through his charity.
Yes.
I guess he does.
Yeah, and a lot of those statements are coming back to haunt him. And why did his attorney even let him go on TV? What were they thinking?
An attorney gave him bad advice?
I think he's trying to make him look like a buffoon and then try to create an insanity defense. That's what I think he's going to try to do.
You think?
Yeah. That's what I think he's going to try to do.
I think they're going to OJ on it. If the glove don't fit.
They can't. There are too many. And every day more boys are coming forward. More young men are coming forward saying, it happened to me, it happened to me, it happened to me. What are you going to do? Make all these? You can't kill all these boys. You can't threaten them anymore.
No, and don't we have a picture of this with the little eyes covered on our website?
Yes.
Of a whole group of boys?
Yes, actually, that's in YouTube. And the person I spoke to about that I had one interview with Jimmy Church, and I had another interview with Jill Ajizi, because she's a child rights advocate, and she's the president of Parental Alienation Awareness Organization, and I thought she was really the best qualified to discuss that. And we've got some things coming up that are just fantastic that I think I should mention. Ileana Douglas is producing and has written the script. She's doing this really cute show called Easy to Assemble. And one of her main actresses is Justine Bateman. I don't know how many of you remember Justine Bateman played the sister in Family Ties with Michael J. Fox.
I remember.
You remember that?
I do. I've seen her in some movies I like very much. I Can't Get No Satisfaction, I think, was one of them.
Yes.
So she
absolutely
can sing, she can act, all that.
And we also have some wonderful interviews that Stuart Stewart and Dina Stewart in South Beach have already done and have in the can. They're going to be showing these programs within the next 2 weeks. Aren't they adorable?
She has purple hair. Does she know that?
Yes, She knows it. She loves it. She loves it. It's her shtick. And he's got his handlebar mustache.
He does.
Ileana Douglas, she's going to come to syndicatednews.net and she's going to interview with John McEwen. Yeah, and that show that they call Alive on South Beach at syndicatednews.net, they do an interview every week, and now people are recognizing them in the street. Can you imagine?
Well, she has purple hair. I'm really tall. I'm really blonde. Just makes me another Californian, you know, so, yeah.
Yes.
Go California. And I'm losing my voice from being out on the ocean. But nonetheless, do you have more interviews and things you want to share with us?
Well, I'm waiting to see what Marilyn comes up with. She's been doing great interviews with fashion, and I know that they're going to be doing an interview at the Bluefields Villas in Jamaica. I know that they'll be talking to people there and to the owners of Bluefields Villas.
Glad you brought that up.
If any of you are interested in a vacation, don't ignore Bluefields Villas. They have 22 rooms in total, about 7 different villas, and they put 100% or more of their interest in service, customer service, and taking care of their guests. And wow, when you read the reviews, these people know how to take care of their guests. They really, really do. And you were saying, you're glad I brought it up. Why?
The fashionista. We need a fashionista to come to our rescue. Have you seen some of these, like both the CMA, the Country Music Awards, and the AMA that was just on? Our movie stars and our music stars evidently don't have any friends. So we could use this lady to talk about, at the CMAs, most of the women wore Muppets, I think, as dresses.
Did you see it?
I did. So the CMAs, yeah.
What happened to J-Lo? What happened?
No, that's the second one. So I would have thought the CMAs, the Country Music Awards, would have given a heads up to not wear a Muppet. And sure enough, J-Lo came through. J-Lo did not wear a Muppet. J-Lo wore nothing at all except what I thought I saw is she simply rolled herself in hot butter, sugar, and cinnamon and went out there.
Wow.
The woman, I mean, there.
Was it flattering? Was it a flattering outfit? Because I heard it was not.
It was horrible. It was, oh my goodness, she doesn't have a friend. I mean, the famous.
Nobody can stop her and say, honey, you're post-baby. This is not for you now.
The famous hind end.
How did she look in that outfit with the butt?
I'm curious. The famous hind end, how can I say she looked like hot buttered buns with sugar and cinnamon on top. I mean. She looked naked, completely naked, only covered with sugar and cinnamon. Naked. And I got to tell you, there comes an age place where, girl, put your clothes on. Put up, you're sexy, you're dressed. I was thinking, CMA, please someone put her in a Muppet. Bring a Muppet in for this woman, because J-Lo needed a Muppet. And then she's kissing on the guy dancer that she apparently cheated with Mark Anthony with at the awards afterwards.
I said immediately when those two married, they will never make it. And I wrote it and published it. I said it many, many times. She's much too much woman for that man. When a woman who's got some depth to her
gets involved
with a little skinny guy like that, it never works because you can take him. You can't respect a man if you can knock him down. You can't.
I do prefer my men bigger than me. I do. So, however, J-Lo certainly proved that she was much too much a woman in that outfit. Ouch. Too much.
I heard it was awful. I heard
it under and squeeze it, as we would say here in California.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Yep, she's going through the divorce, and she wants to show that she's fine and everything's fine. That's what that's about.
She's on a sign. Just had it like a sandwich board that says, I am fine. Don't worry. And again, the whole thing with Mark Anthony.
How awful.
She marries a pocket man. I mean, she could have worn him as a decoration, like a boutonniere.
He's a small framed man, and a small framed little man doesn't compliment a woman that size.
No, I want a guy. I'm pretty slim, and tall, but I still want a guy who's got more guts. I do not want his waist size smaller than mine.
By the way, everybody, she's 5'10" in her stocking feet.
And I always wear high heels, even hiking. Yes, my boyfriend was horrified that I went walking on the pier, sticking my high heels stuck in the plank.
You're kidding. You're kidding.
Is that wrong? Is that wrong? I was supposed to get, have you seen boat shoes? The man wants me to get boat shoes. Have you ever seen boat shoes? I would rather not.
He won't date you if you think you're going to wear heels on this boat. It's not going to work.
Oh, yeah, he will. You are
no,
wrong.
No, listen to me. It's very, very dangerous.
No, I'll take them off. It's just getting to it.
A boat requires boat shoes. If you really respect him and you respect his property, wear the boat shoes. It's the right thing to do. Believe me.
I'll wear tennis shoes or bare feet.
Why are you being stubborn? Why won't you wear the boat shoes?
They're ugly. So, you know what we need? We need Jessica Simpson. Jessica, make cute boat shoes.
Well, what about Kyle? Why don't you design some boat shoes?
And you
put out a boat shoe line.
I should make them right
make
now.
Make them feminine and pretty.
Because they're hideous. Not doing it. I did go hiking in Yosemite in high heels once with a like-minded lady, and that was not a good idea. I will fess up. That was another fine mess I've gotten myself into. I will admit that.
You went hiking?
Yeah, in high heels.
I don't do anything like that outdoors. I'm sorry. I'm not an outdoors person. I went camping once. Never again.
I don't camp.
Animals out there. Are you aware? There are animals in the woods, and that is their home. And you can't really go into the woods and be annoyed because they're there. This is their home. I realized that I was imposing on the woods, and I didn't belong there.
East Coast. You have not seen Yosemite Valley, right?
Oh, just a moment. We have someone here. Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Who is this?
I want to thank Ruthie. Thank you very, very, very much about the boat shoe comment. I greatly appreciate it. It's been an uphill battle. She needs to get boat shoes.
She must get boat shoes.
A boat shoe is a
thing of beauty. The carving and the shaping, and it's almost a historical thing.
I just wanted to call and say thank you very much for coming to my side and helping with the boat shoe issue. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Wait, don't hang up. So this is the boyfriend. Don't hang up. Now, she said that I wouldn't be allowed on your boat in my heels.
You're allowed in anything you want to wear, trust me.
I knew that. Thank you. Snap.
Just not heels, because it really does ruin the boat. It does. And it's very dangerous on your ankles.
And that's my biggest issue, because I know if she hurts herself, I'm going to be one taking care of her. And so it's a little self-serving. I want her to get boat shoes.
Not doing
it. You have to have boat shoes.
Tennis shoes.
Will you accept sneakers? Will you accept sneakers?
Yeah. Regular sneakers. Not these things that she has. She has these things that have these balloon-looking bottom things that she can barely walk in.
My hooker shoes. Can I say hooker?
Well, you have those, but no. I'm referring to the things, those tennis shoes that you have that you kind of roll on.
The Kardashian shoes. Back to those girls. I did buy to enhance my butt. Can I say butt? I did. And who can comment on that? Marty, how's my butt?
Well, on those shoes, they're useless as well.
By the way, One of the sneaker houses.
She has one pair of shoes. She has one pair of shoes that are worth anything. And this weekend when we went crabbing, I made sure she wore that one pair of shoes. But come to find out, they weren't even her shoes. She borrowed them from a friend of hers.
I wouldn't buy those.
Jeez, Kyle, stop being stubborn. Anyway, what I wanted to tell you was, do you recall recently this year in 2011, and I think maybe 2010 as well, there were these great commercials for a sneaker. I forget the name of the manufacturer because I just didn't care. And they show these beautiful butts, these great legs, and these girls are running around.
These
and because they wear these sneakers, it helps
That's
them
true.
With the legs and the butt. Wait. They had to pay millions of dollars. It's fraudulent. It's a lie.
But I have I'm sitting on my best asset, Ruthie.
Kyle does not need any shoes to make her look any better. And I want to back up to your comment. I don't care what shoes she wears on the boat. She could come barefoot. That would be just fine
okay.
with me.
Okay.
And there goes our family program, ladies and gentlemen.
Good night. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye. Thank you for visiting Syndicated News.
This is Marty from syndicatednews.net. All right.
Thank you for visiting me. So appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
So, Ruthie, now you've gotten over my shoe issue, what about did you hear about this little 5-year-old boy that a teacher broke his arm in Colorado?
No. Tell me. What
happened? Yeah. Apparently.
Share that with us.
Yesterday, a teacher in Colorado was somehow, I'm a teacher too, by the way, and we are not allowed to touch the children at all, any way, shape, or form. No, you know, you hurt yourself, boo-boo hugs, nothing. I mean, we're not allowed to touch these children. So apparently a teacher in Colorado was wrestling with the children in the classroom, picked up a 5-year-old boy, and hurled him onto the ground, breaking his arm, tells the kid just to hop up, shake it off, and they call mom and dad, have them come pick up the kids, the 5-year-old, and the next thing you know, the kid can't move his arm, it's swelling up, and mom and dad, who do not have the ability to get to the hospital, they don't have a vehicle, cannot take him. When they finally get someone to take him to the hospital, they discover his arm is broken, and the school says, we don't call ambulances under any circumstances. We don't handle this. We don't do that. What do you think?
Is that even legal? Because I know that you have to obtain medical care for anyone, let alone a child, especially if you're the one who broke his arm. They're just trying to cover themselves because they know that lawsuit's coming. That's all that's about.
Yeah. The other thing that interested me as well, I don't know what you've got on your plate, is Michelle Obama and Mrs. Vice President Biden, Dr. Biden.
Yes, that was here in Florida.
NASCAR, booing them.
Yeah, they booed them. You got to understand, this is you know, past the Mason-Dixon line. This is the South.
Well, I don't think there's a color barrier regarding doctors.
No, it was not a color issue. It's a political issue. There are many more conservative folk in this region than there are, say, in the Northeast, where I come from.
The politics
here are pretty conservative.
I personally did not vote for the Obamas. However, if they invited me to lunch or asked to start my engines or anything else, I would very happily use the photo op and be proud to shake their hands. I would not boo them ever, ever, ever. I absolutely don't get the disrespect. Again, you don't need to like the couple or like the man, but you respect the office.
Do you know what really annoys me now that you mentioned that? I've noticed that when there are certain television shows or presentations, they'll call Obama Mr. Obama, and then they call Bill Clinton Mr. President. That makes me nuts. That I don't care if you like the president who's in office at the time or not, or what their policies are. I agree. It's a matter of respecting the office.
Yeah. And on that note, here's another one that bothered me today while I was cruising through the news. And this is in Florida, too. What's going on with you guys? A retired New York City Police Department member of the NYPD is retired in Florida, and he lives in an area where you are allowed one flag to be in your area. And he has two flags, the American flag and a very special, what's referred to as a ghost flag for 9/11. Now, he was actually in 9/11. He was actually one of the heroes that has developed an illness from 9/11. He has until tomorrow to get rid of that flag.
Well, the next time you and I get together here on Tell Us, that's when you're going to tell us how that story worked out. I can't believe an hour has gone by. Do you realize we only have 4 minutes left?
What shall we do?
Well, I want to talk about the fact that we've got interviews coming up every week. If you come to the front page of syndicatednews.net, you're going to find a new show called Tell Us, hosted by Kyle and Ruthie. And you can join us. And if you have ideas that you want us to share or topics that you want us to bring up that maybe you're a little shy and you don't want to bring up, send them in. News@syndicatednews.net. And our Skype address is Syndicated News.
Ruthie.
Yes,
what if somebody out there is a musician or a singer hoping to make it a little bit? Can we have them come on and sing a little ditty for us or something?
Absolutely. They email their MP3 to news@syndicatednews.net, and we'll play their music before their interview, and we talk to them on the air, and we'll play it at the end.
And if I don't like it, can we play like Dick Clark and insult it, or what?
No, we cannot.
Okay. Just checking.
No. No, the syndicatednews.net has licensed music provided by Mr. John McEwen.
Which is fabulous. Mr. Bojangles.
We don't have to use pirated music. We can use the real thing. And there's nothing like John McEwen's music. Beautiful, romantic guitars, mandolins, dobros. Beautiful, beautiful stuff.
He plays everything. Also, if you have a chance to look up the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band schedule, you should attend one of their concerts. They're marvelous. They're really fun. Really fun. Brings you back to the time period and just so much fun.
John McEwen's website can be found at his name, www.johnmcewen.com, and you'll see the schedule right there. And he often interviews artists and people that he's known through the years. There's an interview link on the front page right now where he's interviewed Barry Fay, one of the most prolific show producers. He would bring in these bands from other countries into the U.S. I guess he was the best. Just go right to the syndicatednews.net and you'll see there's a link there for Barry Fay. And of course, there are videos of Jimmy Church talking about the NBA, one video, and the other one is talking about the Sandusky money, the money that was given to the governor's campaign. Pardon?
Don't we have that entire, sounds like a porno flick, transcript? Also, of the Sandusky thing?
Yes, we actually have the grand jury transcript on syndicatednews.net. It's in PDF form, and you can download it right from syndicatednews.net. Thank you, Kyle.
You're welcome.
A darling, I so appreciate you, and we've run out of time this week. This is the end of Tell Us for this week, and we'll be here again soon. Good night, Kyle.
Good night, Ruthie.
Good night, California.
Good night, Florida.
This is Kyle and Ruthie signing off at Tell Us at syndicatednews.net.